She's real fine, my
409.
She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. Today, we're going to try to bring you up to speed on gasoline. A lot of people don't realize that the octane, the higher the octane, the better your gas mileage. The difference from regular to premium on the Shell is the one we recommend, the Shell, is 20 cents. 20 cents difference from regular to premium. How much is 20 cents? One pull on the handle? That's 20 cents. So, what is the difference in gas mileage? Well, it varies from car to car. So, if you haven't tried it, try it. You're going to be very surprised on the gas mileage you gain by using the Shell Premium. Okay? I'm not saying 76 Union. I'm not saying Chevron. I'm saying Shell. Shell Premium. A 92 V power will give you far better gas mileage. Well, it's your money, your car. You do it the way you want. It's my advice on how to save money. The other thing that you should look into is when you have to change your air filter, get the K and N. The letter K, as in Kenneth, and the letter N, as in Nancy. K&N air filters are good for a lifetime. You never have to buy another one. But the good thing is the K&N will give you far better gas mileage again. We're talking mileage. Okay? K&N air filter and K&N oil filters are good too. The K&N oil filter. Okay? Now, AC. A lot of, 99% of the people use the AC all the time. Okay? AC costs you 3 to 6 miles per gallon on gasoline. You lose mileage using the AC. Well, somebody's got to pay for the cool air. Okay? So, if you love gas mileage, don't use the AC. Okay? If you got a question, comment, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay? Now, the next time you have your car serviced and have the person servicing your car, and hopefully that is a qualified person that's servicing your car, check the steering. Check the steering, folks. We're finding more and more people that have steering damage because of potholes. the potholes is dangerous. How many people that got into a rear-end collision ever check if the road was smooth? If the road had potholes? Did you ever pay attention to that? Potholes can prevent your car from stopping in a safe manner. So, most Americans want to blame something. So blame the potholes, folks. Why are you going to take it? Check it out. The potholes, if you have to panic stop, will prevent you from stopping because the tires will skip over the holes. Now just imagine. Just imagine, okay? A quarter mile drag strip full of potholes. Just picture that. How fast and how straight will the race cars go down the quarter mile with potholes? I don't think they'll go too fast, and I don't think they'll go too straight. So that's a good example. And your politicians that always promise you, if elected, they will fix the potholes. They will do this and they will do that. How many of you ever recorded that? And put the feet on the fire and said, hey, didn't you say you're going to do this? Well, if you had a business, any kind of business, and you interviewed your workers, and your workers told you the same thing. They will do this, and they will do that. And when they're hired, they don't do it. Will you keep them? Oh, no, no, no. You fire them. Well, a lot of all this wasteful spending by the politicians gotta stop. It doesn't stop because they raise the taxes, especially on the seniors, or they cut on the education budget. But they never cut their own pay. Never. A good leader sets an example. So, did you see any good leaders, lady? Give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay, if you cannot find us on the dial, go to the website. Okay, if you cannot find us on the radio dial, go to my website, www.georgenita.com. Because a lot of people have been calling and says, well, I can't find you on the radio. Well, I know some radios that don't pick up so good from different locations. So if you can't get it, check it out on my website, www.georgenita.com, and click on live radio show. Okay? A lot of people do that because not every spot of the islands you can pick up the show. Okay, so anyway. Octane is gas mileage. Even if your mechanic or the dealer or whoever tells you, use the cheap gas, I don't recommend it. Those of you that know about how gasoline was back in the 60s, you know that we couldn't use regular, because with regular, the engines would ping or knock. Everybody ran premium. Premium, the octane was 104, between 100 and 104, okay? regular, folks, regular, was 98. So how in the world can you run 87? Come on, wake up. No way, Jose. If 98 was knocking his life away, how are you running 87? Well, they made it that way with computers on your car. But you're twisting your computer's arms and your computer is crying every day. Because imagine if somebody was twisting your arms and you're screaming and nobody's listening. How long will that last? I can promise you, not long, because your arm's going to break. Same thing with a computer. And that's why cars are having so much problems down the road with computers or sensors. Okay, who do we have on the line?
We have Ron from Ala Moana.
Hi, Ron.
Yeah, I was wanting a meter octane check at the Shell at McCovey Street.
Yes.
Is that good enough for there?
The McCovey one is at 87, between 87 and 88.
On the premium, huh?
On the premium.
Oh. Hey, how come the calibration stickers are no longer in effect, the weights and measures? I think the last one I seen was 2010.
Yeah, because Linda Lingo, when she was governor,
why that
closed that department. And that's why I've been trying to tell people, because that department is very important to the people, we should get rid of safety check and move the people from safety check into weights and measures. Because safety check, as you know, is not doing deadly. Most of the cars that pass safety check is not safe. And all these politicians all say, oh, we need safety check to keep the cars safe. Yeah, right. When they safety check, lights, signal, horn, wipers, okay, here's your sticker. They don't check your tires. They don't check your brakes. They don't check your steering. So, we need weights and measures. And if you go and get a calibrated gallon, and just try, go to the station and fill it with 1 gallon. Watch the meter. When it's exactly 1 gallon, take a look in your container. It's not 1 gallon. Far less. So the people of Hawaii is getting ripped off. I mean, really major ripped off with the amount of gasoline you're buying. Even the meter, when you flip the meter, did you notice if the meter stays on 00? No.
Yeah, watch for that.
Yeah, a lot of people don't see it, but I come across it a lot.
Either my gas gauge is erratic, or every time I fill up gas, seems like less than the last time I put in.
Yeah, because you're buying less gas.
Yeah.
And you're paying more. But you think your politicians care? Mm. They don't care. You find me a politician that really cares from their heart, and I'll show you a flying Hawaiian donkey. Okay?
They only care about the money.
That's right. That's right.
We got the best government money can buy.
Oh, yeah. I tell you.
Anybody tried making an experiment using nitromethane as an additive to ordinary gas? I wonder if that would help.
Well,
gas mileage and horsepower.
It would help, but it won't mix. The only way you can mix it is with more ethanol. Then it will blend. Ethanol is your blending agent.
Yes, the one holds it all together.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you get some nitromethane? You try mix up the experimental.
We did that.
Any good benefits?
Oh, outrageous. Unbelievable.
I'll be right over for my nitro mix.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
So how much a gallon for that one?
The only thing is, we don't want the younger folks to learn about this because it becomes very dangerous for them with the Hondas and stuff.
Oh, yeah. You'd be able to go airborne in no time.
Oh, yeah. It's really dangerous.
Okay, I better let you go. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Aloha. Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467.
You're listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nito.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone. So you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr. Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob here. You know, I got to correct you. How could you say the politicians don't care? Every time they run, they tell me how much they care about me, how much they worry about us.
Wait, Bob. Let me climb the coconut tree.
Well, you know, I had to put it like that because that's what I always say, too. You run for office, you're everybody's friend, and you're going to do everything for everybody. And you get in office, and then I don't know. But, you know, it's probably a tough job. I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah, Bob, it's real tough.
Yeah.
Real tough.
The one thing I got to say, though, is they are doing so much road construction, I don't even know. I mean, they're repaving and, you know, they're fixing everything, but it's like you drive out of Hawaii Kai, and it's just this snake through all this repaving. Left lane, right lane, switch lane, this lane, that lane, counterflow. And you just go, man, this is taking a month. Which I just go, you know, it's got to be a quicker way to do this.
Hey, Bob.
Yes.
Didn't they just repave Vineyard Boulevard?
Yeah, and they're redoing it.
They're digging it up again.
You know, like I said, I don't understand it. I've asked people who say they know, and nobody really knows.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, you know, it's like, well, didn't they pave it? And, well, yeah, and then, you know, sometimes they pave it. Like you said, didn't they come work on something under where they just paved it? And then when they repave the spot they worked on, there's your bump. Because it's not the same level, right? I mean,
yes.
You know.
They can make it the same level, you know.
Oh, right. But,
nobody put their feet on the fire.
I mean, you know, you only got so much time, right? Before you have to go to the next project.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, now that I understand how much the politicians care about me, I'm going to smile a little and just tell everybody, oh, the other thing is, when you try the premium gas, your car is going to run better. And guess what most people do, George?
They drive faster.
And then they tell you, well, my gas mileage didn't go up. I said, did you drive exactly the same? Oh, of course I did. And then later on, they're going, oh, man, my car really flies up the poly, man. I could just zoom up there.
The next time, Bob, that you hear a politician tell you all the promises, Tell him. Wait, wait, wait. I gotta go climb the coconut tree.
Okay. On that note, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. And we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. I know a lot of you love them, but I'm just telling you what it is. Okay? I'm just telling you what it is. And I know a lot of people, they get upset, like Mario. He loves them. Some of them. And he get upset when I talk about that. But I can say a lot because Mario will never call. You know, I would love for him to call in. Because that man, Mario Llano, a lot of information on how the city is running stuff and all that stuff. Okay. Now, hopefully you're writing all this down on how you can get better mileage and better stuff from your car. Okay. The other thing that will give you better mileage, longer alternator life, longer starter life, is a high amp good battery. Good. Not a cheapy junk battery, no. Because you get what you pay for. You buy a cheapy battery, it eats your gasoline, it burns up your starter, it burns up your alternator, and it burns a hole in your pocket. So, okay? Okay, who's next?
We have Earl from Honolulu.
Hi, Earl. Hello, Earl.
Yes.
You're on the air.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, talking about the safety check. You know these people who take the safety check, they're supposed to do their job and check the tires. And I'm glad that they do safety checks because my son, he don't check his tires. So when he took it to the safety check, the good ones, they told him about his tires. You better change your tires. So when I went to look, yeah, his tire was balding. And I'm so happy about that. It also happens to me, too. You know, I drive my car and my tires, and sometimes I don't look at my tires. So when I take it to a person, a safety check service person that's supposed to do their job, they check their tires, and a couple of times they tell me, you got to buy new tires because your tires is balding. And I'm so grateful for that because sometimes you hear incidents I read newspapers about how the tires, they blow out when they're on the freeway like that. And you can get into a terrible accident. So just paying $20 or less, I am grateful for the safety check that I do. It saves, it probably saved my son's life and my life.
Did you check the CV shaft?
What's a CV shaft?
The front axle.
No.
The CV shaft is the biggest cause of accidents on the freeway.
Yeah.
The CV shaft has CV boots on each end.
Yeah.
And when the boots break, and we're seeing so many broken, grease flies out, the bearing seizes up and snaps the axle off. It whips around, breaking the steering, breaking your brake hose, and away you go.
Yeah, that's good to know. But also,
but they never ever check it.
Yeah,
that is not on their list.
But well, that they should put it on the list. I believe in a safety check because people are late. Sometimes they don't know about this kind of stuff.
Well, safety check, if it was done right, yes, it's good.
Right.
Okay, but do you know that the $20 or whatever you pay for the safety check, not a penny goes to the state. Do you know that?
No, I don't.
Yeah, not a penny goes to the state. So how or who is paying the administrative staff in the state doing the safety checks?
Okay.
Who's paying for that? You and I.
Right, right. But to me, it's a good
It used to be paid by federal funded.
Right.
The federal cut it off, so 40 states in America cut it off too. And they changed the law where you, the car owner, is responsible for checking the car. When you take it in for service, you have the people that's servicing your car check it out.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
In the old days, back in the 60s and 70s, that's how they service your car.
Okay.
They put it up and they check everything out. They make a list for you and they tell you, okay, this and this and this needs to be done.
Okay.
They don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Because they call it Jiffy Lube.
Right, right.
Slam bang and thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, they should do it right. But I believe that.
See, but what these shops, the Jiffy Lubes and stuff, don't realize, and you can call a lawyer and ask, okay?
Yeah.
The last person touching the vehicle or changing the oil, whatever, okay, the last automotive shop.
Yeah.
If there is an accident where people get injured or die, that shop is liable.
Right.
So that's why these shops should check the vehicles.
Right. But they're not.
No, they're not. But,
yeah.
Again, if the state is doing this safety check, not making money, losing money, to the point of $1.2 million a year, okay, from Kauai to Big Island, okay,
right.
They lose money. Now, if there is an accident like one that happened years ago where a 58 Chevrolet crashed into the Kapahulu Theater with the people all standing in line.
Right.
And people died.
Right.
Okay. If they found that the car had passed safety check, but the steering was bad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy. The state is going to see one humongous lawsuit.
Right.
So it's an accident waiting to happen. So that's why I keep telling these politicians, save money, put the safety check administration into weights and measures, get rid of safety check, and make a law where if the policeman sees your tire bald, he tags you $400.
Yeah.
You put that kind of law in, hey, you don't have to tell these people check your tires. They're going to check it.
Right.
Sure, because Oregon, that's how it is. If the policeman see that your car is really dangerous, he can impound your car and tag you with a $400 ticket.
Right. But sometimes when your tire is bald, you cannot see it. Sometimes it's bald on the inner side of the tire.
That's why when you have it serviced every 3,000 miles,
right,
he sees it.
Right.
See? That's why you put it on to the owner, because the owner is going to tell his service person, hey, check it out.
Right, right.
That, and then there's no money out of the state. The state has more money.
Yeah.
But we cannot drain the state because the state is draining the seniors and draining the education department and putting the money into rail.
Right, that's another problem I don't like. I don't like that.
Yes, sir. That is a big obake waiting to get to us.
Man, we have been conned, man.
Yep.
We've been conned.
Oh, yeah. Okay, thanks for the call.
Okay, thank you.
Aloha. Okay, who do we have next?
We have Winston from Honolulu.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, George. George, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a question regarding the e-brake, emergency brake.
Okay.
Okay, like about, three safety checks ago, you know, my brake wasn't working, so I had it fixed. Now, I just went in to get a safety check this past week, and they told me the brake's not working again. Is that a normal type of thing, like three years?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that, I mean, even if it's like a, like I hardly ever use it. In fact, I, you know, I practically never use it.
Mm-hmm.
No, does it affect it at all, or?
Well, the emergency brake is just an emergency brake. I mean, it really doesn't stop you if your regular brakes fail.
Right.
So, you know, it's just part of the car. As far as, that's why it's supposed to be called parking brake.
That's what I thought it was before, you know.
Yeah.
But they're telling me that, you know, when the car is moving, the thing has to have the ability to stop the car.
No way.
That's what they're telling me.
No way.
Yeah, and I'm going like, geez, I mean, you know, I had it fixed 3 years ago. I don't even use the brake at all. I mean, mm-hmm. when I park, I don't even use it. And, like, I'm wondering, how can the tension be gone?
Well, a lot of shops are slow. And when they use the safety check as a hustle to get more money from the people.
Yeah, I understand that.
So I don't like. That's why they got to get rid of the safety check, because the safety check is really not doing anything to help the people of Hawaii. But the weights and measures will help the people of Hawaii, because it checks the scales, the cash registers, the gas pumps, everything. And you'd be surprised how many millions of dollars the people of Hawaii is spending for gasoline and not getting it. That's the biggest ripoff. But people just go on and they don't pay attention.
Okay, so basically they have me over a barrel and there's nothing I can do about it.
Basically, I will just find someplace else.
Okay.
Because there's no way. They can get me any car, I can prove it to them. You go down the freeway at 50 miles an hour, slam on the emergency brake. No way. The emergency brake, as they call it, is on the back wheels.
Right.
Okay? You can cut the lines to the back wheels, okay? And use only the front. The car will stop. But if you cut the front brakes off, so there's no front brakes, and use only back brakes, brother, there's no way the car is going to stop. I ran across that back in the 60s. We built a race car, okay? And we wanted to save weight, so we took off the front brakes. Crazy,
yeah?
Okay, we took off the front brakes because we wanted to go faster, make it lighter. And real crazy, this was real late at night in Kaka'ako, Corner Street. I tested it out. Real stupid. Came up to Pensacola Street, blind corner, right?
Right.
Step on the brakes to stop, the car don't stop. Car went across Pensacola, no brakes. I tell you, I learned a good lesson like that. So the back brakes is just 20% stopping. So how is it going to stop your car? No way.
Okay, so basically, would you suggest me going back to the guys who originally did the brakes?
Yeah, he's supposed to check that.
Well, this is 3 years ago, yeah? I mean, the emergency brake, they whatever they do, they tighten it up or whatever, you know, to do it right. I mean, would you suggest me going back to them to have them check it and ask them why it failed, or I don't have a leg to stand on?
2 years, you're too late.
Yeah, okay.
But the emergency brake is now called parking brake. So, because they found that in emergency, it's not going to stop you. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Aloha. Okay.
We're going to a break. We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuili'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George!
Okay, we're back rolling again. And yeah, the last caller was a good call. Excellent question. The rear brakes does 20% of the stopping. 80% of the stopping is on the front brakes. That's why when you put new tires on the car, if you're buying only two, it's recommended to put it on the front.
That's because he has front wheel drive?
No.
No? Wait, why is the brakes on the front and not on the back? Or is that how it's always been?
Always been. The front brakes do 80% of the stopping, so you should put the new tires on the front, because the new tires do the steering, stopping, everything. So shouldn't you have the new tires on the front?
Yes, because if it does the steering, that means it'll get worn out faster.
Well,
when you do the turns and all that, right?
Yep, but every tire shop and stuff, they always put the new tires on the back. I don't know. And everybody always put 30 pounds or 35 pounds. That is really ancient. It's from the dinosaur days. Where did people get this? I don't know. Frustrate me. The tires, the lowest pressure we ever come across is 44 pounds. It's not 30 pounds. Anyway. Who's next?
We have Lana from IA.
Hi, Lana.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, George. Hey, today's caller, previous caller, he should... Oh, I felt his pain. If I was him, I'd have his car checked by you. You know, it's like doctors, right? No, laugh, George. I'm serious, because I was in a situation. Now you're talking about brakes. But anyway, to that guy, have judge check your car because it's like second opinion, third opinion. Apparently, he's not getting help.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, brakes are very crucial in driving, you know. Whoa, when you don't know your brakes, you know what? I experienced that. I live up the heights. Yeah, I am.
Mm-hmm.
Coming down. And I just had a safety check, and we had a nice car at that time, brand new car. And I'm coming down the heights, just between almost hit the bottom. My brakes gave way, you know. If I went fully down, I'd be dead, honestly. But I had to go turn left because I saw the hedges by Vanetta Place. And I ran into the turn left because there's no way I could stop my car.
Scary, yeah?
Yeah, scary. I'm not kidding. You're like in shock, so you got to think fast, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a matter of seconds. I went in the bushes. Thank God. You know?
You went in the bushes.
Yeah, the bushes didn't stop me or not. I'd be going down, and that's it, you know. But
mm-hmm.
anyway, the point is, you know what? You mentioned something about, are they liable if I have the proof that I just had safety check?
Yep.
So I took it to another place.
They're liable.
Huh?
They're liable.
Really? You mean to say you, in advance, you can know, is there a time limit as to, you know, when you have a safety check?
It's
you check your brakes, right?
It's till the safety check expires. One year.
No, Joe. I just...
That's why I don't like safety check.
Wow! Hey, I'm so glad I'm listening to your show. Even look at little things, you know, me Japanese girl, and we were raised not to sue and all that kind of stuff, right? But
mm-hmm.
man, that thing went to take some years off my life, you know.
Okay. Was that an automatic car?
Huh?
Was your car automatic?
Yeah, automatic. It was a red satellite.
Okay.
You know, when the first one came out, Jeremy,
remember this, Lana.
Yeah.
Remember this. And
what?
Everybody, I hope they're listening. Because today's people don't listen.
Okay.
They hear, but they don't listen.
Well, I kind of listen. I take them to you.
If you're coming down the hill.
Yes.
The brake fails.
Yes.
Put it into reverse and step on the gas.
That's the kind of stuff I
put it in reverse. Step on the gas. You may damage the transmission, but you will be alive.
You mean press the gas?
Yeah, because if you just put it into reverse, it will not shift. The trans will not go into reverse. But if you accelerate it, the computer will move it into reverse and you go backwards.
Even though you're coming down like a steep hill?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Well,
you know, you've been telling me, I called you before, you know, way back. You know, I've been with you from day one. You were on the radio. I followed you all over the place. But anyway, the point is, you know, you kind of forget, right?
Don't forget.
Right? Huh?
Don't forget, because that's your life.
Now I know, okay, when my brakes fail coming down, put them in reverse now, and then press my gas pedal. Full
yes.
board?
Wait, what's going to happen to your transmission?
Wait. Hey, Wanda, full board.
Yeah.
Okay. So that, and then what? I'm going to stop or?
Oh, you're going back up the hill.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, but what's going to happen to your transmission?
Never mind. Your life's more important.
Yeah, that's why I thought you ruined the transmission by that way.
That's all right.
My life is more important, of course.
Oh, yeah.
And my car. As long as I get my car stopped, I'd rather go fix my transmission than bust up my whole car.
That's right. Or kill somebody else.
Oh, yeah, exactly, right. What if a kid was riding his bike? And
yeah.
Okay, wait, but if she's going back up the hill, how's she going to stop?
You can stop.
Will the steering wheel move? Yeah, I know my steering wheel went froze.
No, you can move it. So you can drive backwards and look for some place to park it.
Back up kind of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, thank you, George. You see, I like listening. Well, I try to listen as much as I can because, you know, don't I go in one ear and go the other like I know you lecture.
Majority of the people like that, Lana. Don't feel bad.
I know, but at least I bring them to you so I feel much better.
Okay, what happens if she has a car that's following her in the back?
Oh, that's all right. You help him stop too.
No, I'll figure it out at that time. Well, I was alone, thank God, you know. So anyway, and thank you, George, for your what you want to call.
You're
advice
welcome.
All the time.
You're
okay?
Welcome.
Take care. Bye bye.
Okay. Aloha.
We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And just a reminder, folks, that TSA that we play, the PSA for public service announcement on I Went to a Party, Mom. That was actually made for a young girl that passed away because of a drunk driver. It wasn't made exactly the same, but it was made like that. And people don't think and realize what they can do when they drive the vehicle intoxicated. So, anyway, just bring it out to your attention. Okay, who's next?
We have Steve from Kailua.
Hello.
Hey, George. How's it?
Okay.
You know who Tom Berg is?
Who?
Tom Berg.
Yes.
Okay, he was on a Pesh Goldstein talk show. He does a health talk show, but now and then he gets political.
Mm-hmm.
But he's talking about the rail, and he's saying how Ikaika Anderson lied. He's telling us that we cannot, we have to take steel on steel rail, or the government can take $200 million. So Hesh Goldstein keeps emailing him, show us the information. Who said that to you? And he keeps avoiding the issue. So Hesh calls him Pinocchio 1, and then Pinocchio 2 is Ernie Martin. So, oh, man. Crazy.
That but rail is going to be terrible.
If he can bring it on his show, you know, talk about the rail system and that. And he said, in Florida, they do the make land system, something like that. 20 miles, 20 stations, only $600 million.
Yeah, so but see, Florida and Hawaii is different.
Yeah, I get more land. Huh?
Well, the land is solid, and yeah. Hawaii's land is from volcanoes.
Yeah.
So you have lava tubes. Yeah. Dangerous.
Yeah. You seen a big earthquake then, huh?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I had dinner at Anna Miller's. I was watching the guys working on the rail system. It's like, man, they're joking. I don't see them working. Like, with the paving the road, everybody's moving, but these guys, they're laughing all the way to the bank.
Yep. Yep.
That's what it looks like. So I just wanted to share that. So.
Yep. Okay. Thanks a lot for the call.
Bye.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Don from Kaneohe.
Hi, Don.
Hey, George. This week, on the 26th, marked my dad's death, 15 years in a tragic accident he sustained at the Sheraton Hotel. He got run over in the parking lot with his best buddy. But the ironic thing was the person that ran over was a fellow veteran at the 442nd reunion.
And I heard about that one.
Yeah, the car came out, my dad, before he passed away in the ER. He told me what happened, and he heard the noise where the wheels are spinning. And when I talked to the veteran that ran him over, we had a after get together with the 442 at guy had his brakes on, and then he was pressing the gas at the same time.
Hmm.
And then it spun out when he put it in reverse, and then he ran them over.
Mm-hmm.
So the parking brake can hold the car, and it
cannot.
Cannot.
Nope.
Okay.
I can prove it to them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Because I built a race car with no front brakes.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't stop.
Yeah. Yeah, it was an older Camry that the veteran had.
Mm-hmm.
It was a freak accident. And we forgave the driver, but 3 years later he died because he was too emotional.
Well, I tell you, maybe Heavenly Father needed your dad for an angel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and his best friend from high school.
Yeah, he had another job to do.
Yeah. But anyway, George, I enjoy your show. You give good information to the public. And this rail thing, I'm against it. It's ridiculous what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
It's a safety check, too. You know,
yep.
Ridiculous.
All this is just driving the state of Hawaii broke.
Yeah, because when I used to watch my dad, you know, he had his truck done, they just check the lights. They check the belt, everything. They don't raise the thing up, check the brakes and everything like
no.
that before. And I think that's not really very good because you don't know if something else is wrong.
That's right.
Like you said.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have a good weekend, George.
You too.
Aloha.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Bill from Kailua.
Hi, Bill.
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 Yeah, George, I wanted to ask you, once you said it, if you're coming down like a parking like that, it's better to use your gearing than to use your brakes, right?
You put it in the next gear down.
Okay, because you said that if you don't, that there's a possibility you can overheat your front brakes, right?
Oh, definitely.
And then the brakes won't work as good?
Yes, because the brake pads, 90% of them out on the market, it is not made for heavy-duty use, like overheating.
Okay. And then also the lady was saying if she put it in reverse, if she loses her brakes?
If you lose your brakes coming down the hill,
right.
Shift the car into reverse and step on the gas.
Okay.
Because if you don't step it on the gas, it won't go reverse.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you got to make sure that you step it to the floor.
Yeah, still step it down and then the car will stop. It'll make all kind of screeching sound going back, trying to go backwards, but it'll stop.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay?
Okay, and also, you know that air pressure, is it for everybody to put the same amount of pressure that you're saying?
Yeah, because the minimum air pressure right now on the tires is 44.
Okay, so we should put at least 44 or higher.
Yeah, 44. You got to look on the sidewall. It has recommended air pressure.
And then you should put it on that recommended air pressure.
Yeah, 44.
Okay.
Some of the newer tires is 51.
Oh, okay. So we got to look on the tire.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, George, thank you.
Okay. Okay, who's next?
We have Kahala Pete from... Kahala Pete from Holualoa.
Oh, okay. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, George.
Hi.
How you doing? This recent break-in of the BMW and the motorcycles that were stolen, I fear there's going to be some bad coming out of that in the way of whoever stole them are going to use it for snatch and grab, or maybe ISIS is behind it. But I fear nothing but evil is going to come out of that theft. I think there was five or six $9,000 dirt bikes taken, and I think they're gone, but they're going to be used for evil works.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to pass that on for whatever it's worth.
Mm.
They needed to go to the mountains for the plants to grow in.
I don't think so.
Pakalolo.
I think maybe Pakalolo, or go up to drive-in window at the bank and make a quick
deposit.
No.
Withdraw.
And keep going because they had no license plates on them or otherwise.
Well, yeah. And no license plates, you're not going to find them.
Right. Exactly my point. So. Take care and have a good weekend, and thanks again for your show.
Thank you. Aloha. Okay. So, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay? Now, when you have a tune-up done, you gotta listen now. When you have a tune-up done, highly recommend it to specify use Autolite XP. XP stands for Extra Performance Spark Plugs. They're the best. And they last the longest. Okay? Autolite XP spark plugs originally was designed for the Japanese race motorcycles. They rev super high RPMs, and the Autolite XP was the only plugs that could handle that. Way back, we did a experiment testing on my daughter's junior dragster with the spark plug. Because her junior dragster revved 12,000 RPMs in the 1/8 mile. So we needed something that was good. And that was the plug that we used. We made adapters to make it fit on that one-cylinder engine and ran it. And it ran excellent. So when you have a tune-up done, recommend that the technician use the Autolite XP spark plug. Okay? They have that in all specifications for different engines. Okay? I don't recommend using any oil filter but the Fram oil filters. Okay? No Frams. Use Royal Purple or K&N or AMSOIL oil filter. None of the rest.
What's different about those oil filters compared to the others?
The others are made from paper. Now, if you get the it's like cardboard. If you get that type of paper, put oil on it and rub it, it falls apart. And the fibers go into your engine. But on the K&N, Royal Purple, and the AMSOIL is made like from polyurethane, polyester. So it doesn't break apart. Much stronger. Okay? But when you change the oil filter, highly recommend it to get a good magnet and stick it on the filter. Okay? Okay, I'd like to thank all the callers with fantastic questions this week. Fantastic. Mahalo. But most of all, folks, this is Hawaii. This is not the rest of the world. Take care of each other like they did back in the 40s and 50s. Because this is a very, very special place on the world. Take care of each other. And please don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
The preceding program was paid for by George Nita.